On the Health Beat this morning, our guest, registered dietitian, health and wellness spokesperson at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, joins us frequently on this segment. Shawnee Apello is with us on WKZO. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And we're going to talk a little bit about the link between stress and nutrition. Now, I know that probably for me and for many people, when I get stressed, I eat. So it probably goes a little bit deeper than that, but I'm sure that's part of the equation, isn't it?
Yeah. There's sort of this bi-directional relationship between stress and nutrition, which means that when we're stressed, it can affect our nutrition. And when we don't have the right nutrition, it can influence our stress. So, you know, under chronic stress, it can be really difficult for people to maintain these healthy eating habits. And then, you know, that kind of exacerbates these diet choices, and it can actually increase our levels of stress. So there are a few foods and some things that we can think about to actually help relieve stress.
All right. Let's hear about them.
Yeah, well, the first thing I want to mention is that stress and nutrition, it can kind of affect our metabolism a little bit. And so it can disrupt nutrient absorption. And there was actually a really interesting study that came out in Biological Psychiatry. It was a double-blind randomized control trial, which is the gold standard of research because the researchers and the participants don't know what they're receiving, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so they looked at 58 women who were all kind of middle-aged, and they found that the kind of metabolism slowed down after a stressful event when they had a high-fat meal. So they would give them a high-fat meal. It was a double Whopper with fries.
Ooh.
And they found that the changes in their metabolism after a stressful event, like having an argument with your spouse or something big at work happening, could result in an 11-pound weight gain over a year.
Yikes.
So it's something that can actually have an effect that's, you know, that can affect your health.
Mm. So when you talk about bi-directional, does it go the other way, that maybe people stop eating altogether when they get stressed?
Yeah, so generally in acute stress, so that's something like finding out really difficult news right away or going through like a stressful event the day of, that's generally acute stress, and that is going to mostly curb people's hunger. But the chronic stress is where we see elevated cortisol levels. That's our stress hormone that controls our blood sugar. It, you know, plays a role in metabolism and inflammation. And so this cortisol in times of chronic stress is elevated. And what it tends to do is increase your cravings for high-fat, high-sugary foods, the foods that we also eat when we're stressed. And it favors this fat accumulation in the midsection. But the thing about this bi-directional relationship is that if we eat poorly, it can actually exacerbate our stress.
Registered dietitian Shawnee Apello with us on WKZO this morning on the link between stress and nutrition. So how do we bring this under control for ourselves?
Yeah, so there's a few foods actually that can play a role in this. And so generally, it's going to be consuming kind of a balanced diet with whole foods, complex carbs, because the whole grains and complex carbs can help, you know, stabilize blood sugars. It provides us this sustained energy and reduces the likelihood of these stress-induced cravings. But there are some specific nutrients we can think about. So one of those things is going to be omega-3 fatty acids. We find this thing in, you know, fatty fish. We hear salmon all the time, but it's also in some plant sources like flax seeds and walnuts. But what it does is it helps reduce cortisol levels. It's also associated with lower inflammation in the body, and it can actually potentially reduce depression. Another thing that you may want to include are probiotics. So probiotic-rich foods are going to be yogurt, fermented vegetables. Basically, they're going to support gut health. And the theory here is, and I'm saying theory because we need more research to back this up, is that, you know, supporting our gut in a healthy way has been linked to mood regulation and stress management because our gut is kind of called our second brain. And so 90% of our serotonin, our feel-good neurotransmitter, is made in the digestive tract. So we think, hey, if we treat our gut well with healthy bacteria, we may experience less stress as a result.
So if this is an issue in someone's life, it just makes sense to keep healthy foods around your house, right?
exactly. Yeah. And set yourself up for success. Mm-hmm. You know, meal prep and plan as much as you can. You know, keeping healthy pre-portioned snacks handy. If you know you have a stressful week ahead, you're probably not going to want to cook, right? Right? And so setting yourself up for success. Personally, I keep those easy-to-use salad bags that are already made with cabbage and dressing and nuts and things like that. And I'll throw some, you know, salmon in the air fryer. And that's a quick 10-minute meal for me with very little prep, maybe a minute or two of prep. Same with things like pre-portioned snacks, little hummus cups that are already pre-portioned, cutting up veggies at the beginning of the week so you have things like that so you're not gravitating towards a drive-thru or unhealthy snacks.
Registered dietitian and health and wellness spokesperson at Blue Cross Blue Shield, Shadia Pello, our guest on the link between stress and nutrition on our Health Beat segment this morning on WKZO. More on your website.
Yes, ahealthiermichigan.org. We've also got tons of recipes and other health information.
All right, good idea to check that out. Shani, thanks so much.
Thanks, Ken.